Welcome back. We are the Junkies, celebrating our 20th anniversary all year long. Thanks to Geico, saving people money since 1936. You can visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. Started the show at 6 o'clock talking about Steven Strasburg. Yesterday, he didn't make out a third inning.
Looked
today,
bad.
He's having an MRI. And joining us right now, somebody who has joined us before to talk about Steven Strasburg's mechanics, it's Chris O'Leary, pitching mechanics and injury expert. You can follow him on Twitter at the pain guy. Hey, Chris.
Chris, what's up, man?
Yeah, it sucks to be talking to you.
Yeah, it does.
Were you watching the game by any chance?
No, but I was kind of watching his outing just to see how it went, and I was encouraged because his velocity looked good. And then I'm like, why is it taking so long to update? What's going on with the game? And then I started seeing the tweets. So
right.
Yeah. So here's the deal with Chris. Chris kind of made his bones, or at least made a lot of waves years ago when he was really big on inverted W and that sort of thing. And Strasburg was kind of a guy that kind of fit that profile. And then I'd say, Chris, I don't want to talk for you, but he's kind of his theories have moved beyond that, and now he's more into timing and other issues of it. Flat arm syndrome is something that he calls it. A lot of different things that can contribute to a lot of these pitching injuries that we see year after year after year after year. And Chris does an amazing job predicting these things. I mean, he goes out on Twitter all the time, and he's posting pictures and little videos of guys and going, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad. And Strasburg has been a guy who you've been monitoring since back in 2010, correct?
No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it was our conversation in 2010 that kind of put me on the map and that really kind of established thing. And
wow, we got him over.
You guys, I appreciate it. As I said then, and it's even, you know, it's especially true now, the problem, you know, the inverted W is bad. Positions can be bad because they can create timing problems. And, you know, and flat arm syndrome is another, just kind of another way of saying it, a timing problem. But the root cause is timing problems. These arm actions tend to create timing problems, and that...
Can you explain what those are? Can you explain what those timing problems are?
Okay, so I've been following Justin Verlander obsessively over the past few weeks, because if you look at him, when his front foot plants and his shoulders start rotating, his arm is up,
okay,
which is 90 degrees of external rotation.
Yep.
The thing that's always bothered me about Strasburg, and, you know, it goes back to Mark Pryor, is that when their shoulders start rotating, which is usually at foot plant, their arm is flat. Thus the term flat arm syndrome.
Right.
So the good is up, bad is flat. And you're seeing more and more of this flat arm stuff. And people teach it because it will give you a short-term velocity boost, but it does so by overloading the arm. And
Chris,
the analogy I've used is it's like running a car past the red line. You know, it works for a while.
Have you noticed anything different in his mechanics from 2010 until yesterday? Anything at all?
It looks like some effort's been made to fix his inverted W, but essentially he just switched from an inverted W to a horizontal W, and his timing isn't any better.
Yeah. He's been doing it for so long, that's just what he knows.
I remember speaking to you at one point, either via Twitter or on the show, and you talked about, I can't remember if it was Strasburg or it was Scherzer, but one of the guys on the Nats pitching staff you said is employing a trick that's kind of getting him through. Was Strasburg that guy? Who was it? And what was
It was Scherzer. I mean, that's how Scherzer has stayed healthy. And it wouldn't surprise me if Scherzer's familiar with my work, because he seems to understand the concept of timing and how getting the elbows too high can affect his timing. So he talks about his mechanics a lot and stuff that he seems very conscious of this.
Yeah.
And I think he's been relatively healthy as a result.
What is his trick that he's doing?
Well, he's got, there are things that you can do that basically give the arm more time to get up before the shoulders start rotating.
Okay.
There are ways that you can kind of delay the start of the rotation of the shoulders.
Well, Chris, when you heard that there was an injury to the elbow, when he felt something in the elbow, all right, it could be minor, who knows? I mean, I'm doubting it because just of the body language and his history. But when you heard that, are you thinking, yep, that's going to be Tommy John number two?
It certainly wouldn't surprise me. I would say best case Strasburg is done for the season. I mean, unless the Nats are insane, he's done for the season. And it wouldn't surprise me, given the sequence of the last two pitches and what I saw, if there's something really serious going on.
What are the options beyond some sort of like blowing of the ulnar collateral? That's what it is, right? The ulnar collateral ligament?
Yeah, I mean, it could be a tricep strain. It could be a forearm. And I read a report that says that he felt a pinch in the back of the elbow, which could be a tricep strain. It could be a forearm flexor thing. The description doesn't sound like that. I'd say kind of the best case is a tricep strain. And I mean, he has to be shut down for the rest of the season.
What about the fact that they had him on injured reserve, and this was his first start back? Was that a warning sign to you then?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's that pain exists for a reason. Pain is the body's way of saying, hey, something's wrong.
And
they never fix the root cause of the problem.
I mean, this is a huge story. It really is.
We're talking to Chris O'Leary. He's kind of dedicated his life to pitching mechanics, right? Because did you have a kid that was pitching and you had a pitching injury? I think you coach college baseball now. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, I screwed up my shoulder, and I've got two boys who have pitched, and I didn't want what happened to me to happen to them, and now I'm working with a college team, trying to keep down injuries.
And your work has been known. Jeff Passan, I guess, kind of ridiculed you in his book, The Arm, right? I know that's a real sore subject with you. Why are you seen as sort of like, I don't know, an outlier or like this crazy mad scientist kind of guy by the baseball people, do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm totally on the outside of the industry. I'm working free for a college team. I'm a total outsider, but the history of innovation says that outsiders often do significant things because they've got a perspective. And that's, I spent most of my professional career troubleshooting big, complex computer systems, and all I did was just kind of apply that knowledge to the pitching thing.
Right.
But there's the whole macho culture. I call it stupid macho BS, But it's, I'm not playing by the rules, and the rules say that if you write about baseball, you have to genuflect to the conventional wisdom, and I'm not doing that. And Passan, for whatever reason, felt that it was his job to do a hit job on me because I didn't know my place.
Chris, is there a pitcher in the majors right now that's the perfect anti-inverted W guy that other pitchers and pitching coaches should model themselves after?
I think Verlander's one, right?
Right, yeah, Verlander, Price, and actually, I like Tanner Roark a lot. I went out of my way during spring training to go see him pitch and like him a lot. Now he's got his timing looks really good. He does have one thing called the Tommy John twist, which is where you point the ball at second base, and that can increase the risk. That's what Cliff Lee, who I liked otherwise, if you got kids out there, you got parents, you want to know who to study, I'd say study Tanner Roark. I think he's really interesting, and it sure seems like he's figuring it out. He's having a heck of a season.
You did a list about the powerful and durable or something like that, and like Clemens was at the top of the list, Nolan Ryan, right? These are guys with traditional guys with big power arms that had sound mechanics. Can you go through some of those guys? And I think the reason why we have more guys doing these other sort of tricks is because they're tricks that they're employing to get the power to make them special, correct?
Right. Yeah, I call it dominant and durable. And I'm studying these dominant and durable pitchers who threw hard, and Nolan Ryan threw harder than Mark Pryor ever did, and harder than Strasburg, too. So there's this group of guys who managed to throw hard and stayed healthy, and I'm just kind of separating them out and looking at what they do. And it's Verlander, it's David Price, it's Nolan Ryan, it's Tom Seaver, it's Bob Gibson. And everyone writes these guys off as freaks, but I see they move differently than Strasburg and Scherzer and Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood. They move differently, and most people are coached out of moving that way. You know, Carlos Martinez with the Cardinals is currently being coached out of that. He's another really good power arm who is being taught, according to the conventional wisdom, and I think it's hurting him as a result. I mean, Martinez missed the end of last season, I would argue, because they moved him to they employed some of these tricks and they moved him to a less efficient movement pattern,
right.
And he had an injury as a result.
So, Chris, all right, again, we don't know what the injury is. We're going to have the MRI results today, but let's just assume that it is another Tommy John or something similar to that, okay? And let's talk about the recovery and the chances of him coming back. You know, the Braves had a couple guys, Medlin and Beachy, who both had multiple Tommy John surgeries. They've never been the same. Jared Parker was another guy in Oakland, never the same. I'm sure there's a few others that I'm forgetting, but if he has to have another Tommy John surgery, what are the chances he can get back to his dominant self that we're used to seeing?
I don't think their chances are good that he could be a starter. I think the best option for the Nets getting value out of him is turning him into a closer.
This is $175 million closer you're talking about now.
Yeah. You know, it's that, or you know, he's sitting on blocks in the yard. You know,
right.
There's nothing else you can do. Obviously, he should talk to Scherzer. Scherzer really seems to have figured some stuff out. Gio is actually kind of interesting. Gio looked terrible at the end of last year, was rough at the beginning of this year, but his velocity keeps going up. I think Gio knows something about conditioning. He's not pitching particularly well of late. But you know, there are guys on the staff, you know, starting with Scherzer, who seem to understand rehab and understand how to kind of work around this stuff and stay healthy. But I just don't, I mean, okay. Yes. The Nats pushed him a little hard. I checked his innings. He hit 100 innings, you know, probably 75 or 80% of the time this year, which is, you know, it's not the 150 plus innings that or pitches per outing that Pryor was doing, but you know, it's not like the Nats were really handling him with kid gloves. It's just, you know, maybe he's an 80 inning starter who you have to piggyback with someone, or an 80 pitch starter who you have to piggyback with someone but the fact is that he's not a two, you know, Strasburg is, he's not going to hold up as a 200 inning starting pitcher. You know, I think he's more of a 100-125 inning starting pitcher, you know, 75 pitches per outing kind of guy. And that's, you know, that says reliever to me. And probably the best thing is, you know, closer, or, you know, six inning closer or six, you know,
six inning starter.
Chris, wanted to ask you real quick.
I mean, his high is 114 pitches this year.
Chris, wanted to ask you real quick about something not Strasburg related. Tim Tebow signed with the Mets today. What did you see from Tim Tebow's mechanics in terms of throwing the ball?
Well, he had a very traditional, problematic inverted throwing motion, which is why his arm action was so long, and why it took him relatively long to release the ball. Tebow is a perfect example of how this inverted arm action nonsense is leaking its way into football, and then into position players in baseball. You know, catchers are getting hurt more often. Position players are getting hurt because this inverted arm action, these tricks are leaking into everywhere.
Chris,
it's just a conventional wisdom.
Can you talk real quickly about you made predictions about the Mets pitching staff. I remember reading about it constantly last year, and sure enough, they're all falling apart.
Yeah, they all employ tricks. They're basically all closers who are trying to be starters, and it obviously doesn't work.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this. Who have you missed on? Who have you missed on that you've predicted just doom and gloom and it never happened?
Gio Gonzalez is probably the current example. You know, I'm learning a lot from him. And Gio was pretty rough at the beginning of this year, end of last year. Gio's probably the best example of that. But it turns out he does have a trick, and he's got an ability to get his arm up on time. But Gio's probably the most relevant example of a miss. You know, I've got other misses in terms of like Cliff Lee, but Cliff Lee taught me a lot about this whole idea of what I call the Tommy John twist and premature pronation and the problem with pointing the ball at second base.
Has Jose Fernandez changed anything?
No. And right, he needs to be shut down, because I've been watching his velocity trend and it's been down over the last four games, and that's really
that's going to happen to him,
and
too.
And you say Dylan Bundy's doomed too.
Yeah, Dylan Bundy, you know, nothing's changed. He's a perfect example of flat arm syndrome, and you can see it in his velocity numbers.
All right, everybody,
it's horribly depressing.
Everyone should go to ChrisO'Leary.com. He explains all this.
Pretty fun day.
Follow him on Twitter. Is it at the pain guy, right?
At the pain guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Chris. I enjoy your work, man. Keep it up.
All right, hopefully never talk again.
Yes, you're right.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Guessing, I doubt it.
Guessing we will.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
All right, see ya.
And again, we may hear something positive today. If I had to put money on it, I'd say no, but let's hope.
Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, we talk NFL. Trent Green, former NFL quarterback, joins us here on The Junkies.